Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Happy Saturday. Welcome to the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show on the TMG and the Michael Gay Network. The time is now 6.03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3.03 p.m. on the West Coast, and probably like 8.03 somewhere around the world. I'm just guessing. Today's date is March the 25th, 2023, and I want to thank you for joining us this Saturday. Let me go to the chat room and open up the chat room because we have some things we're going to talk about, as we do every Saturday. And kind of interesting, you know, I talk to people. I ask them, you know, what's your thoughts? What's going on here with this political, this whole thing where Donald Trump going on? And I know people are saying, there's some folks, right, that I know, and they're like, well, Michael, yeah, you so into Donald Trump and everything. Like, hey, dude, come on now. The guy's been a criminal for years. Do you not look at what he has been convicted of? Or better yet, he didn't go to prison or jail for it, but he had to pay for his wrongdoings. What's wrong is wrong. If I run a stoplight, guess what? I'm going to get a ticket. And guess what? I'm going to have to pay for that ticket. But Donald Trump ain't running no stoplights, okay? He's done a lot of stuff for many of years, racial stuff. You know, I mean, it's documented, him and his dad. And just because they had money, they were able to buy their way out of it for decades, okay? They've been able to buy their way out of it for decades. Just like another thing I want to bring up, because here's what's so crazy is that the the Murdaugh conviction now has opened up a new investigation of the death of a young man in that town that they pretty much set up. Oh, well, he just got hit by a car. Nothing to see here, y'all. But now they're reopening that case, which rightfully so, because the Murdaugh family ran the whole county, not the neighborhood, you guys. They ran the county for over 100 years. I don't give a damn how much money you got. I don't give a damn how much power you have. But you have to abide by the same laws that I do, regardless of your position of power. And unfortunately, when we see this happening, certain people give a wink and an eye and be like, don't worry about it. I got your back. And these people go free for years, for many years, until something happens, especially when you murder your wife and your own son, which Murdaugh was convicted of. You know, some of those skeletons in the closet, and sometimes people would dig up bones and find out about a lot of stuff that had been going on for years. So that's happening with that. But before I get into that whole thing and tie that all together, because you know how I am, I try to tie some things together. I see one of my co-hosts is here on the board. Want to see if she's going to hit the number one and chime in. Everybody was looking, you know, for Donald Trump to be arrested on Tuesday of last week. And he said, oh, I'm going to jail. Come on, you guys. He knew he wasn't. Not last Tuesday. But he did that on purpose. He did that on purpose. Because trust and believe, you know, a individual like a Donald Trump, they're not going to just run to this place and go, you're under arrest. Get on the floor. Put your hands up. They're not going to do that. He's got lawyers. He's got folks where they negotiate the whole situation. Oh, how do we take him into custody without having an issue and all this type of stuff? Make it comfortable for the Don, right? This is all planned out when you have money, people. You know this. You should know by now. Not every so-called criminal, and based on the situation that Donald Trump is going through, based on this particular case now, I'm not talking about all of this, but this particular situation and him being a former president, they're not going to go in there with guns drawn and all that type of crap, force him on the floor. It's going to be where they're going to talk it out with his lawyers. How do we make Mr. Trump feel comfortable? How do we make it where there's, you know, there's no issue at all? That's what money buys you. How do we make it like a soap opera? So without ado, I'm going to open up the mic for my longtime co-host, my supporter on this show and many other shows I've done in the past, and who does a lot of research on the topics that we do on the show, Janet Pollock Hawkins.
Hey, listen, Michael, they said hit and run, but there was no proof of a hit and run for Murdaugh. So it was good that they opened that back up because, you know, the rumors of him going with one of the sons, you know, which might be, for you know, a true fact. And then any
right.
and everybody who lives in New York State or lived in New Jersey know the Trump, know about that.
Okay, so we don't get the listeners confused. We're talking about, we're kind of cross-referencing here, of where when you have money like Trump does,
yeah.
and when you have money like the
Murdaughs
have,
mm-hmm.
okay, you can cover up a crime. And there's a possibility there was many crimes because keep in mind, the Murdaugh family ran that county for 100 years.
That's right.
I didn't realize that.
All involved in the law.
Your family ran that. Right, and you were they were in control of the court system, the police department,
mm-hmm.
anything there for 100 years. Now, I don't know many people who lived that long. I really don't. But I wonder how many generations were underneath the Murdaugh family control. Some might have moved, went elsewhere and everything. But as long as you live in that county, and here's this man who murdered his wife, convicted of, and one of his sons. But the other surviving son was a suspect in the death of another individual who was allegedly openly gay, right? But when
yeah.
you are a person in the court system and your family has been running the county for 100 years, you can make that go away. But what's so funny, Janet, is that they're opening up the case. Why so long, you know, after they want to open the case? The son was never fingerprinted. He was never arrested or questioned.
A lot of it had to do with all the things that Murdaugh was involved in, you know. So, I mean, it was just like 4 or 5 things, stealing from all the lawyers in the firm, you know, stealing from clients. You know, he was, you know, so that's what made them suspicious of the hit and run, so-called hit and run.
Right,
you know, he
okay.
tried to hush up the girl that was drowned from the son in the boat accident. You know, he tried
okay.
to snuff that out.
Right, right. I get that whole part, but the whole thing is that where my problem is that where nobody stepped up and said, hey, look, we need to do an initial investigation. So everybody else was who was in law enforcement was forced to not do their job, basically. Am I right?
Well, they said, well, it's the Murdaughs, and they, you know, was laws, prosecuting attorneys. They were, you know, some of everything in that town. So they got away with it, you know, because they felt like, you know, they was representing so many people. You know, he did give some money to people when he had different lawsuits. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but he did a lot of wrong things.
Okay, so the only reason why I brought up Murdaugh before I got into what's been happening with us or what's been happening with what we've been watching with this whole thing with Donald Trump, because the Murdaugh family, again, ran that county for 100 years. If you guys don't believe me, do your research. You'll see that there was pictures of certain family members in the courthouse. They had to take them down during the trial because they felt like
mm-hmm.
that might be an issue with the individuals who were, you know, who were the juries or witnesses who walk into the courtroom, you know, and that's the thing that gets me. I just saw the other day there was an interview with an individual in the courthouse here, or I'm sorry, it wasn't the courthouse, it was at the state capitol, and they got all these big portraits of individuals, you know, who served in the capitol. I want you guys' opinion. I mean, should that be allowed? I mean, granted, in some sense, but in today's world, because to be honest, some of them were racist as hell. Should that be allowed for their pictures? Well, they did great things for the state. Yeah, but some of them were racist.
But we
some
can't
of them
say
were
it's
slave
not allowed.
Owners. I'm sorry?
You know what? I said we can't say it wasn't allowed. Just like we don't want to go back in time where they think we're going to, you know, they're trying to ban books and do all these things and change the history, our story.
True.
So, you know, I feel we shouldn't really say anything bad about those pictures and things that are in Washington on the walls, the Capitol and various places because we fighting for to have our rights.
Okay.
Not
our
taken
rights
away.
To have our photos in there. Okay, so I follow you on that. Right. Okay, I just asked that question because those questions have been approached towards me. And I'm like, yeah, that's an interesting thought. Why do we, you know, and then like, well, you look at where, you know, a lot of statues were taken down and everything. And now I agree with that because those were put up after the Civil War, you know.
Right.
Now that's after the fact, all right.
Right. Now
not
I
before,
agree with that.
After the fact, you know. And those individuals,
agree.
I'm assuming, right. Yeah. That's after the fact. And folks are upset about it. But let me stay on track on this one. So Donald Trump had reached out to his base last week and said, oh, I'm going to be arrested, you know, blah, blah, blah. As you heard me just say, it ain't what people think. It's not where they're going to rush to Donald Trump, wherever he's at, if he's at Mar-a-Lago or wherever in New York, and say, get on the ground, get on the ground, put your hands over there. That ain't going to happen.
That's
people
my,
think,
that's
that,
my,
you know, that every arrest is, but hold on a minute. People think that because they watch too much damn TV, they think that every time a person is arrested, that it's like that. That would not happen to the former president of the United States. Let me tell you guys what I do know for a fact. And not saying I know Donald Trump or anything, but I know that there, you know, there's going to be where when they make their decision, they say, hey, look, we're going to file charges against Donald Trump because somebody else is going to be talking for Donald Trump, right? His lawyers. That's just common sense. He ain't going to say nothing that can be recorded and him say something stupid. So they're going to talk to his lawyers if that is to happen and say, hey, look, this is what we'll do for him, but we're going to get him. And Donald Trump ain't stupid. He's not going to resist arrest. He's going to try to negotiate something of how he wants us to be a circus. That's what he's going to
do. Recently, he tried to do executive privilege, and it just said there's no executive privilege. And
yeah,
you know,
dropped.
Cohen said that Trump speaks in code. He gets other people to do the dirty work for him. He doesn't,
well,
you know, he just put that suggestion out there. And,
right.
Yeah. And one
right.
other
well,
thing.
I just opened up a mic to another co-host all the way out there in sunny but funny California because it's snowing in California. What? Sunny but funny California? In different areas? And tornadoes in California? You guys, please welcome the one, the only author, actor, and sometimes comedian, Mr. Timon Schill.
Hey, Timon.
Hey, Janet, Mike, how you doing?
Not fine.
Y'all
how are
talking
you?
About the... Oh, I'm good. I got one more week, and retirement is going to kick in.
Hey.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
So y'all don't look for me next Saturday.
How do you spell that word, retirement? I don't even see that coming in my future, but don't look for what?
Don't look for the ships the next Saturday. The T-ship
oh, I understand
won't be nowhere
that.
Around. He'll be celebrating that time. Right.
I hope that you will come back and say, Mike, you'll love it when you get a chance to retire. Let me tell you what we did. Okay, I would love that part.
Well, for me, is embracing getting 6 to 7 hours of sleep straight, you know. And
amen.
My job is off the chain right now, so, hey, I am so glad I am not there and dealing with any of that stuff that they got going on. I am nowhere near it, and hey, just enjoying it while I can, but I'm trying to just make sure all the bills and everything are paid just so I can hit the ground running. You know, the career is already is still moving as we speak, so as long as I can keep doing that, we're good.
Amen.
All right.
Definitely.
I'm looking forward to completely doing it all. As far as the Trumpster goes, you know, he'll be. We just gotta wait and see what how much Alvin Bragg got, you know, to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, because as far as it's concerned, he's going. Even if they say this is minor, the fact that he put himself in this position for them to even go after him, I mean, and do this, he can cancel Christmas. Because, hey, this is just, yeah, you might think that, oh, this is minor, blah, blah, blah. What Jack Smith is doing right now, Jack is
right.
All up in that boat. Jack, hey, you ain't going nowhere.
Mm-mm.
Man,
right.
Hey, Mike, do you know since 2015, Trump has had 56 different court, any type of incidents with the law. He's had 56 of them. From fraud, all kinds of fraud, all kinds of, he's had 56 of them since 2015.
Mm-hmm. And Tim, who would refuse to testify, has to testify now before the grand jury, including Meadows.
And that's coming from Jackson.
So,
now,
so,
even if he asks, now this is what he might do. If he gives, if they say they plead the fifth, Janet, they come in, I plead the fifth. He say, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you immunity. Right?
Right.
You got to
drop
dime on your board. If you don't drop dime on your board, I'm going to get you. So either way, they don't want it. They don't have the upper hand.
That's right.
Okay.
So
it's
okay.
That's not looking good for the Trumpster.
Mm-hmm. And for him to have people threatening the DA, I mean, the Attorney General of the New York, and, you know, he's hosting this rally right now in Waco, Texas, and over 15,000 people so far is going to be there. I mean, he's doing a whole lot of crazy stuff. Then he's got his attorney going around trying to sow doubt and put those seeds out there, but it's not working because anybody who's been following, they know everything that's been happening.
Okay, so now with that being said, now let me intervene and say this. Now, that to me was crazy because when you look at this, well, they show him with a baseball bat in his hand and a separate soul. It's not where they merge them together, but then they have Braggs next to it. And keep in mind, Braggs is the first black, right, attorney in that district. So now I'm like, okay, that does kind of bother me. That does kind of bother me, you know, because – you put it side by side, and then you're telling your followers. Well, let me finish. Then you're telling your followers, you know, to do this, to protest, which is still the same thing as what they did on January the 6th. And then you have now you do have some very few Republican politicians who are like, no, don't do that. But you got some assholes who are like, yes, he hasn't broken the law. He has the right to do this and other. I mean, come on now. It's very obvious to anybody, whether you are, if you are a Republican or a Democrat, when you post this photo, and then you also said there's possible violence. I mean, what the hell does that mean? I mean, how is anybody supposed to take that? And you being a former president, you understand my point? You post this picture, you make this statement, possible violence and disrupt and death, you know, and this, that, and the other. And
did he say possible or going to be violent?
Well, either way, it doesn't matter if he said possible or going to be. It's still saying that there would be harm because the fact that you are possibly being indicted. He hasn't been indicted yet, but that possibility is there.
You know what?
Go ahead.
That's still criminal. You cannot make threat. They're going to get him putting that out.
Right.
For those two. tweet.
Criminal threat.
And for holding back, he can get in trouble with that. If Bragg wants to push it, he can go there too.
Yeah. The
correct. That's
powder,
true.
The death threat.
So you're adding more charges to what you're trying to get away from. You know, it's so funny. I heard someone say that MAGA was Make America Great Again, right?
Right.
So now they said MAGA means make attorneys get attorneys. Because look at all these attorneys that have to get some legal help. These are attorneys, lawyers, that are out here now like, whoa, wait a minute. What the hell did I get myself into? I need somebody to cover my ass because I was there at that time. I was at the conversations in the meetings, or I was on the phone doing the conversations, right? You guys know about that, right? Of what
right.
the Trump was trying to do. And now they have proof that that existed. So now attorneys, MAGA means making attorneys get attorneys. That's comical
right.
to me as hell. It really is. And it's frustrating to me that individuals who are so diehard that, well, Donald Trump, this, that, and the other. No, come on now. You're not going to support a drug dealer. Not saying Donald Trump is one. You're not going to support a murderer. Not saying that Donald Trump is one. But you're supporting a liar. You're supporting a person who has a hell of a lot more money than you, who never really worked to his fingers to the bone, but you do. You're supporting a person who his daddy, and him didn't pay a bunch of contractors and workers while they were building Atlantic City. Atlantic City had to go ahead and take, the whole thing. You're supporting a person who openly said, driven by the PUSSY. I mean, you're supporting him. And you're going to go ahead and give him a pass? Trust and believe, you and I would not get that same damn pass. I promise you. You wouldn't. And that's what, I mean, and that's what amazes me about the ignorance of people. The law is the law. I don't care who you are. The law is the freaking law. And somebody has noise
that's
in the background, so put yourself on mute. If somebody has, somebody has noise in the background, put yourself on mute whenever you're not speaking or turn down the volume. I hear something in the background if you don't mind. It does help the quality of the show. But, and I'm going to just say this and pass the mic. I see some folks on the board. If you want to share into the conversation, you have a question or comment, you're welcome to hit the number one. I know some of them just listen, you guys, and they don't want to talk, but I try to encourage them to share their thoughts because your opinion counts, right? So you can hit the number one, share what, you think. Right here. You're here every weekend, every other weekend. Share with us. We'll listen to you. We will definitely support you. If you're telling us the right thing, based on every individual's opinion, I'll say that. All right. So I think it was Timon who was trying to speak on that.
What's that?
I thought you were trying to respond.
I can't remember what I was saying, but...
And I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a number on the board, 323-338 is calling in. I'm going to open up their phone and let them chime in. And welcome to TMGS. What's your name? Where are you calling for? From?
Hey, this is Andrea, and I'm calling from California.
Andrea James. How you doing, my sister?
I am awake on this conversation, but one of the things I wanted to say about Cheesehead is that, like you said, all the 50-some fingers that are pointed at him for what he's supposedly done wrong, and all of us on the phone, we all are grown now, the only thing that they look like they might be indicting him on is getting some tail. Really?
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Really?
And lying
about it. How many other presidents have been in that same situation and not one of them have been brought up on getting some tail? How do you say proof?
Okay.
But this
Okay, and I, you know what? And you're right, because Kennedy was accused of that. Many presidents were accused of that. You brought up a good point. But the thing is that where did the money come from? Did it come from campaign funds? Did it come from from his own fund and everything? But the thing is that where was that unethical? Right?
Okay,
I'm
sure, well, this is he had Russia in the White House.
Yeah,
his
wife. Thank you. Yes, he did.
He had Russia in the White House?
Hello,
yeah.
His wife.
No, he had right.
Wife.
He had folks. Right. He had different people, you know, there in the White House. But what I'm saying, I want to stick to what you said.
But he's sleeping with Russia every night.
No, but hold on, my sister. I want to address the one thing that you said is that he got some tail. Right. He denied it. The question is, and Janet, I'm pretty sure it is, was it from campaign funds? Was it? That's one of the questions. And I'm pretty sure that during the investigation, and I'm sure that Timon will look at this, is that where, okay, where does the whole thing becomes a criminal offense? Not that he will go to jail, and I'll say this again. Donald Trump will not go to jail on this hush money. He will not go to jail. He will probably, if they push it, he will go there. They will charge him for the alleged crime, whatever they tell us what it is, because we don't even know. And so they will announce what the crime was, and they will and they will fingerprint him, and he'll walk right out of jail.
Mike, but you still, guess what? If he indicts him, he has to be fingerprinted and handcuffed.
Mm-hmm. I just said that.
You forget about that part. He has to.
No, I said that. I said that. He will be fingerprinted and handcuffed.
Even if they let him go, it doesn't matter about letting him go. It doesn't matter about letting him go. It's all about him getting
documenting him. Documenting him, right. I know.
He gets his picture taken. He will be there. Now,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead and let him go. That's cool. We still got Tish Kaine
mm-hmm.
going to get him on a civil case, and then Jack Smith is taking him down for January 6th and Mar-a-Lago, and your girl out there in Atlanta going to take him down. Those are given. They ain't even worried about him. That's why Alvin Bragg has been told him. I don't have to say anything to you guys. You don't run this. This is mine. This is a local case. Step back.
But
all right.
Trump,
is the case probably weak? Yeah, it's probably weak. But that doesn't mean that, hey, it still will be the embarrassment of him getting embarrassed.
Trump
okay.
And the Republicans are trying to say that this is a racist thing because they're all black attorney general, except for Jack Smith, but it's not so. And people have gone to jail for lesser things because they've been proving that on the news channels about people saying a couch got burned and it was expensive and had to replace it, you know, or going taking something that you stole back to the store to try to get credit for it. You go to jail. So if you go to jail, you go to jail. So, you know, it's going to happen.
Okay, so hold on a minute. Let me ask you guys something. It might sound stupid, but I doubt it. Okay, so what Janet just said, all right, we all know what the law is. But when the president takes the oath of office, right, it's different than you and me. When the president takes the oath of office, it's different than you and me understanding the law.
Right?
He's no longer
so
president.
So that's what he did. Hold on. That's what he did when he became the president. And according to all these charges, he violated the oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did and what they're doing is like, you know what? As president, excuse my language, we can't fuck with you now, but we'll get you later. Because as president, you violated the oath of office. Can somebody deny that of being true or not? Because he had all his pawns in a row. He had all his pawns in a row to protect him. He had, whenever things went against him, he had a lot of folks he could blame, like Michael Cohen, who spent time at a resort, basically, because I saw that. But Michael Cohen is speaking up on it. And there's other individuals that we well found out that are going to have to testify, okay?
But
they
Cohen kept the check, and he kept the paperwork. Where
okay.
he showed
but the thing
that
is,
was
all I'm saying,
time
all I'm saying is that where,
for those that money to go back to him.
Okay, but I'm going to say this because, like I said, I'm not a lawyer. Far from it. But I do know a lot of lawyers, and I do watch a lot of cases. It doesn't matter if you're the president or former president of the United States. If you broke a law while in office, they're just proving a fact that we're, yeah, as a leader of the free world, no, we can't take you to court, but we could prosecute you after your term. That's what a lot of folks think that we're, well, he was president at the time, so what? He even said, I can shoot somebody. Where, Janet?
Yeah,
what do you say
Fifth Avenue.
On Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, Fifth Avenue.
Now, was he saying while he was president? No, he didn't say that while he was president. He said that before he became president. He was telling you he could commit murder and get away with it. He was telling you that when he made that comment before he became president. And now he's saying that whatever crimes I did as president of the United States, you guys cannot convict me of shit. No.
You know why, Michael? Because he keeps getting away with it. And the more he gets away with, the worse he gets. So they got to put a stop to it. If we want to keep our democracy and don't have an autocracy, we got to shut him down. We have to shut him down.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And I'm thankful for everyone. I see my sister here in the chat room, Grace, the amazing Grace. Well, Grace, I've been trying to reach out to you, but I know you are loving and enjoying your life, and I love the photos that you share. Grace is, wow, she's everywhere. I never know what end of the earth she's on, okay? But anyway, thank you for chiming in to the show. And she said, he must do the time. Exactly. But with this,
you do the crime. That's fine.
Okay, but with this, as the former president, they're not going to put him in jail, and I want Timon to chime in on this. They're not going to arrest him on this because there's too many other charges that are much more serious than the hush money. We're talking about the hush money to Stormy Daniels, right? That's the one that you know everybody is looking at right now.
Well,
but
they're just trying to get him on something so he can't run again. That's the key
thing right there.
Okay,
but the point I'm saying, the hush money case is the one right now that is in the public's view. The other ones are not confirmed yet. Simon, am I correct?
Yes.
The hush money case is one thing, but I truly think that based on what someone said is that where they might hold tight on that for a moment because they might be like, wait a minute, we got more evidence into the situation in Georgia or what he did here in Georgia of trying to talk to, you know, the individuals here to turn coat on what was really the truth about the elections and everything. They might, you know, say, hush money ain't enough. We can save that for later. Let the DOJ finish their investigation. And if they can come up with that, that's a bigger crime. The hush money. Hold on. I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up. The hush money is one thing. That's smaller. But if you can really come forward with what he tried to do as far as the election, now that will be considered jail time. Now you bring in the smaller ones, the smaller charges. Like, oh, by the way, you'll be going to court so-and-so for this and that and the other, for these other charges that you have. Correct me if I'm wrong. Sometimes it's best to do that, right? Time and share that thought.
Mike, one, he is. It's not about the Stormy Daniels hush money. I'm telling you, he will be arrested. It's not about putting him in the jail. He will be fingerprinted, handcuffed, and taken to jail. Now, if he wants to go and call his homies and tell them, they arrested me, and put, okay, we're going to do that. Now, say he beats that, which he probably will. It's still a felony. That goes on his record, okay? Mm-hmm. But by the time he walks out of that jail, Mike, Jack Smith and I'm going to be waiting on him. And you still got Tim James going to hit him for $250 million. He ain't going nowhere. You can flip it, turn it, twist it all around. He can do backflips, everything. It don't matter. This time, and I can tell you this, in Atlanta alone, they got him on the phone. And by him initiating what he did, by sending out that text and doing those pictures to Alvin Bragg, okay?
I want everybody to know that there was that photo. No, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to interrupt what you're sharing. I'm just wanting the people that are listening through the network that, right, if you haven't seen this, it is a photo of Donald Trump with a baseball bat, and next to it is a picture of Alvin Bragg. About certain things, right? So I just want them to be on track.
Rachel Maddow stated, even though there has never been a president to be indicted, Richard Nixon was about to be indicted.
Okay? That's right.
He was pardoned by Ford. He was going to go to jail.
They can throw that out the window.
This man is getting ready to be indicted. And if Mike, even if it's for a week, even if it's for a month, all right, I don't care. He's going to jail. All these crimes are not going away. Just like Janet said, all these people are getting ready to go to the grand jury. And they can talk all they want. They can say this is minor. And, yes, I'm mad at Alvin Bragg that he didn't take what Cy Vance had when he first took over. If he did it, but guess why that didn't happen? Hold on to your butt. You know why that didn't go down?
Okay, so but here's the thing.
Mike, you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
The reason why Trump did not get caught is because Barr blocked it.
That's right.
That's why he didn't go to jail.
So hold on, both of you. Excuse me. Hold on, everybody. Hold on for a minute. Let's take a breath here. The only thing I'm saying, let's take a breath, first of all. So here's what I'm looking at. The Stormy Daniels case, which is looked at as, of course, it's wrong what he did, whether it's his money, anybody else's money, whoever did it while he was in office, okay? We already went over that. We already know that whole story. Thing is that where that is not a felony. It's a misdemeanor. That's a misdemeanor all day long. And he's the former president. So he's not going to go to jail.
Campaign finance is not a misdemeanor.
Janet, let me finish, please. And I'll let you chime in on that in your response, please. Thank you. That's a misdemeanor.
No, yeah,
we
right.
know there's about four, there's six, seven, eight other cases. And I said this earlier, ability that they might hold back on the misdemeanor ones because maybe they want to move forward with the felony ones and then say, and by the way, here's the other misdemeanor cases. Because that happens a lot in court. And Tymon, you know that. You working with kids in the court system, you know the court system. Sometimes they're like, you know what, that minor thing, we need to let that go. May not seem mm-hmm. much, but we have enough evidence here to move forward with this case and drop this one. Am I right or wrong?
Can I say something now, Michael? I guess I can say something. Campaign finance is not a freaking misdemeanor. It's not a misdemeanor. If they get them
I
a
know
campaign
it's not.
Financing, it won't be a misdemeanor.
So has the proof been proven that the money came from campaign finances? Has that been proven? Have
Cohen
you heard that?
Got the, all the checks, all the canceled
okay,
checks,
Cohen
all
said
the
that,
paperwork.
Right? Okay. So, Tymon, do you feel like that is where this is going to go, is that where it's campaign finance that paid her, not out of the pocket of Cohen or anybody else, but that it came from
No.
The campaign.
It came from Michael Cohen paid her. Cohen paid her. That's why he got indicted.
Right.
Yeah. So
where did the money come from? All I'm asking is where did the money come from?
Came from Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen put up the $130,000.
But Janet said campaign finance.
Trump paid Cohen.
It is campaign finance, but to keep her quiet, Michael paid her to shut her up because to get out. That money was money from campaign finance to cover it up. Michael paid her to shut her up. It's still
Michael
connected
got
to
a
campaign
loan.
Finance.
Michael Cohen got the loan for the $130,000. He said he financed his house and paid her, but Trump paid him back over time.
Out of the campaign finance, right? Am I right?
Will don't when they go to court.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I mean, that's the allegation.
But, Mike, it doesn't matter. That, the man is going to jail, okay? Look, he's going to beat this. He's going to beat. They've already said it's not enough. It's not that big, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Cohen went to jail for 3 years behind him. But
exactly.
The fact is, and this is what, by Alvin Bragg going back, Alvin Bragg apparently has other information. This is why I told you, and you didn't hear me. It was Bill Barr information from getting out.
That's right.
Bill Barr blocked that. They could have put him in jail back then. He also did not put out all the information on the Mueller case. He
That's right.
That
and
too.
Bill Barr tried to fire the first attorney general, and he said, I'm not going out like that. So he resigned, but he made sure somebody, his partner, was going to be in there, which was Bragg. But Barr
okay.
was the one, like you said, that was blocking all of that. That's why it didn't
okay.
go any further.
I'm just asking you guys, because that's why I do this, because your points of views, the information, and that's why we do this. We talk about it. You get information I don't see, you know, I may not get it and everything, but I'm glad that you shared with me and our listeners. That's the whole thing about communication outside of, you know, CNN, Fox News and everything. When we get together on a Saturday, you might watch CNN. You might watch Fox News. You might watch MSNBC, you know, and you know, and you might be a follower of to the show. But in order to have an understanding, I like having a panel or individuals who call in and share, well, this is what I was told. This is what I know from my source. Because, see, the key thing is, where do you get your source from? That's all. Where do you get your source from, your information from? And so then
from
we as adults, you know, can take a look at it. No, what I'm saying, please, we as adults can take a look and be like, okay, that's what you saw? And we could do it in real time. You know, I don't watch the news 24/7, but I do look at, you know, I'm not a CNN fan. I'm not a fan of Fox News, any network. What I do, I make time to, when I come home from work, I'm up until like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning and looking at what everybody says about that certain topic. That's how come Janet, I sleep late. I try to see, what are they saying about this in order to have a conversation and understand why are people believing this? And some folks are saying, well, that's not true. And why are networks saying one thing, their narrative, and another one has another narrative? That's what I do. I have to look at what people believe in, don't believe in. I'm sure you should understand what I'm saying. It's amazing.
You have to look at more than one thing anyway. You can't
exactly
just look at one
that's
network
all,
I look at the newspaper, different articles. I don't just take somebody's word. I research.
Right. Every day you see where somebody posts that an artist died. But you can just go on social media and you don't see that. Somebody posted on somebody's line and somebody is posting it on their line. And it's like, what? So-and-so ain't dead. I can honestly say I just saw them yesterday, you know, at times. Why are they posting this bullshit, this false information? But that's the type of world that we live in, okay? That's the type of world that we live in politics. As we had a conversation, Janet, about, you know, where now with the artificial intelligence, that you can put a person up there, look like any dignitary or whatever, and you can go ahead and put their voice or put your voice sounding like their voice and making it seem like this them speaking. And people are doing it now. Everywhere, people are doing it. And unfortunately, there are people who don't know how to look at what's reality compared to artificial intelligence. Right? That's what's happening, guys.
Yeah.
It's great to have it. Technology is great. I mean, it's amazing. It truly is. But it's gotten to the point of where the criminals, the individuals who are criminals, the individuals who are not just criminals, but even in the political realm, are like, hey, this is a way I can, you know, convince people, and they don't even know I'm convincing them on a false pretense, doing it. They're doing it, and they're successful at it. So that's a scary thing. It really is. So I just wanted to say that, you know, because I want us to have another topic on that. You know, I was blessed, you know, today to, in fact, this week has been really a blessing for me, because I've ran into some folks, came across some folks. I got a phone call today from a person saying, I'm trying to reach Michelle Gay. And I'm like, who? Just before the show, they said, Michelle Gay. I said, there's no Michelle here. And they said, well, this is the number I was given. But we come to find out there was a person that was at a venue or an event this person was at, and they spelled my first name wrong, right? And I said, let me call this person back, because obviously they're not reading the name wrong or something. And we talked.
for about a good 30 minutes and got the understanding of where, obviously, when they gave you the information, they spelled Michelle, not Michael. Damn it, I ain't no female. And I told him, I said, you know, do you hear my voice? I'm not a female. I'm a man. And but we had a long conversation, and I don't want to go all into that. I'm not trying to get off of the whole thing of what we're talking about. But, you know, people now is amazing to me where, you know, false information, not researching the information that you get, is really a problem, you know. And on our show, we try to follow it all the time. But that's how come I love Janet Davis. I love Timon to come on and share their opinions, their thoughts, and their knowledge of what we're talking about here. Now, with this former president, as we already know, the things that he has shared, the things that he is trying to convey to his base. We saw where recently there were folks that were trying to protest in front of his Trump Tower. There was really no one there. Really no one there. Then we see where all across this country, the taxpayers' dollars are being spent in fear of what Donald Trump might do with his followers. Come on, y'all. Millions of dollars are being spent in New York, probably Georgia, probably areas that, you know, he's known to have an issue with. Why are the taxpayers being punished for this former president who is known as a criminal in other ways and being investigated? Why would supporters of him continue to support him and not understand this guy is being investigated for criminal things? I'm quiet. You guys go ahead. Then in response, I don't understand the human psyche, I guess.
So what was that again, Mike?
I said, I'm trying to understand with all the things that Donald Trump has done in the past, and I'm trying to say and share to folks who are supporters that might be of him, that might be listening to the show, that has been supporting him. He didn't get a second term, all right? He did one term. Thing that he's done, his family, his father, and everything is documented. Why would they support an individual like this and say, he's a good guy, but turn around and look at it where this guy is a allegedly a billionaire, million, billion, I don't care, MB, it doesn't matter. But you want to sit up here on social media and want to put a person behind bars, you know, not for something, because I've seen some folks that be like, well, if you don't break the law, you won't go to jail. Well, Donald Trump is accused of breaking the law. And not necessarily going to jail, but he should be go to court and as you said, he should go to court and go through the process of breaking the law. He's a former president, but if they have evidence of him committing a crime and he cannot defend what he did, he should be charged and it should be documented, right?
Hey, Mike. Right. But do you remember how when Trump, when he was running, he started with the birtherism, and they were looking for the evangelicals was looking for somebody that was going to turn everything around, arrest all these prominent Democrats, take them to Guantanamo Bay, have tribunals. They still believe that. That's mega. That's cute.
Mm.
They believe
Donna,
that these people are going to be arrested. So they believe
Donna,
that that's what he's their leader. Their guy is God. Their guy.
Donna, I'll go back farther than this. Mike, history is being repeated.
That's right.
Since the planters, since the plantations, we have always, they have always, the planters have always followed. If you look back as far as, if you can look at from Jim Crow, all the different things, their pockets have been getting picked for a long time. All
that's
you got to
right.
do is know how to stir the people up. They weren't even upset that the United States released German prisoners in our country. German prisoners. They did. They weren't, you know, they didn't even complain. All right? They treated those German prisoners better than black people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you, people should not be surprised that folks are following what this man has done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
they
mean, so I mean, this has been going on since the for years. White folks have always carried the pail, you know, and followed behind because they say, "Hey, we're one of them. You're one of us. You're part of the rich. Look what they are doing," and they sell you on what? What do they sell them on, Janet? They sell them on cultural bullshit. It's always
right.
cultural. You know, CRT. Oh, they're coming to take your guns. Ooh, the, ooh,
trying
the,
to burn
the black people.
By banning books, just like the Germans did with burning the books. They're banning
yep.
books. That's the same thing. That's an, you know.
Yep.
Okay, so let me say this, though. I have to say this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not going to be that individual to say all white folks. Unfortunately, there's a lot of white folks that have been taught to believe and trust and believe me. You know, I did a show Tuesday by myself. You can go ahead and listen to it. I shared some experiences I've done with in the entertainment industry. Everything, but I can share even more on Tuesdays. But in my days and my experiences, I realize that I don't say all white folks. Unfortunately,
it's not all
there's
white
a majority.
Folks.
Hold on, let me finish. But there's a majority of them in certain areas, certain groups. That have a certain thought process about the African American community that
mm-hmm.
are racist. I know that. I see it
what
every
about the blacks,
freaking
Michael,
day. And
that
the
are
blacks
Republican.
And
mm-hmm.
That are Republican and Democrat that are racist.
Mm-hmm.
There are racist Democrat black people against white folks just for the fact that. They're in a relationship with a white person. Here's where we have a problem, and I'm gonna work on this show because we're gonna talk about this. We're gonna talk about. I really want to talk about relationships between not just black and white, just any culture. The racism of any man or woman that chooses to be with someone outside of their culture. And I see the look on some people's face every day when I see a black man with a white woman or vice versa. A white woman with a black, a white man with a black woman in the store. And people be like, you can look at their face.
Not but Michael, even Asian and white or Hispanic and
I just said I want to have a conversation about that whole thing. I didn't say it. If you heard the first part, I'll replay
what
it.
I heard the whole thing. I see change.
What I said was that, you know, the differences of cultures, okay, I just gave that an example. But I see this every day, Janet. I see it. I see a diverse couples together with children. It don't bother me, but I look at the expression of people when they see that. More so when I see people, you know, if you have an Asian person, as you said, you mentioned Asian, Hispanic, you mentioned Hispanic. Well, by the way, my granddaughters are Hispanic. Okay? I see that. And I have no problem with that. But I also see Asian with African American. I see white with Asian. I see every single thing you can imagine almost every day, or at least every week. And I look at the expression of the people who see these couples, and it just kind of like, I mean, I like look at them like, are they okay with this? Are they upset? And I see the expressions. And you can pretty much feel the vibe. And some of them will tell them, that ain't right. They say it underneath their breath. And I'm like, what they mean? I want to ask them, but I can't. Because I'm opening up a can of fucking worms. Excuse my language. I've been through this for many years. I've seen it. And at one point, we will talk about it on the show. And I'm going to set it up where it's going to just be where it's respectful, because I do want individuals who are in certain relationships, because they could tell you what they deal with every day by being with a black person or a white person. Doesn't matter. Hispanic. It's what we're seeing every day, and we still see the racism of individuals being in a mixed relationship, let alone have a mixed child. There's a lot of people who hate it. But I'm working on that, trust me, and it's going to come to pass, because I'm looking at folks who are successful individuals, good jobs, doing great. They just wish that people just respect them and their family. That's all. They're human like you and me. They ain't trying to make you do whatever they do. Mm-mm. So with that being said, yeah, that's another conversation we can have. Okay, so the time is now 7:09, and I really don't want to get too far into this whole thing. We're going to change topics here, and I was really working on getting some things here going with the music. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get every song on the board. But you guys ever heard of this artist? His name is October London. I got to tell you, I heard him through another radio show. They played just a small clip of his music. And I was like, okay, interesting. They said, yeah, he sounds like Marvin Gaye. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But then when I started doing more research and come to find out that he's done a lot of stuff like Marvin Gaye. All right. So what I'm going to do is real quick. I got a few of his tracks here. I'm working on bringing it up here. I'm going to go ahead and upgrade it. So you guys be patient here. All right. Go back here to the board.
to the studio because I did upload his songs, and I want you to hear some of his music. All right, so hold on a minute. I'm scrolling, okay? It's what happens when you do a live set. All right, so... Okay. I think I got this track here. Wait a minute. All right, let me go ahead and refresh this here, this screen here. Hopefully I'll have his music up momentarily. All right, you guys, I truly apologize for the whole thing, but I know I had it here on the board. October London should be on the board. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and play another track. And buy a little time with y'all, and we'll be right back. Time is now 7:11, so we have a little less than an hour left in the show, so I think I should be able to take care of that. So let me see. So Janet, let me ask you this: you heard or you listened to the tracks, right? Did you have a chance to do that?
No, not really. I had a very busy week installing software and doing various things.
Yeah, you did. You told me that. You had a very busy week. That's understandable. All right. I'll apologize, you know, you guys, why it did not go over. Wow. Okay, so
well,
let me go ahead and pull up
track,
the track,
Michael, and come back to that.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Okay, I'm trying to do that. Trust me, as a host, I know. Try to build up the spot, then when I don't expect that, but I appreciate you telling me, you know, assistance. This is so much stuff here. And the way the board is set up is so crazy. So I can't say something just off the top of my head. Oh, let me do this. I'm going to go to a song here. And the board moves so slow. And I don't want to play something that's real long, you guys. See, these are long tracks I have on here. All right, so since it's taking me a moment to find a song that's going to fit this whole thing, let me ask you guys something. When you go shopping, okay, do you have an ideal of what you want, or do you just shop off the top of your head? You understand my point? Do you go into any grocery store and just be like, I'm just going to go in here and get two or three top items. But then you get in there and you start seeing stuff and just start buying stuff. Do you do that?
I do a little bit of both. Sometimes I'll get a list and other times I don't. But I usually plan my meals as I go along. I don't stay in the store long. I know the aisles. I go whip through and get out. Within a short frame, time frame.
Okay, so you had a list, right, as you said.
Not all the time. I said sometimes.
Sometimes.
Most of the time, it's in my head, just like I round up when I'm putting stuff in the cart. I don't go up and have to put stuff back. I usually round up when I reach my limit.
Okay. I follow you on that one. All right, so you try to make it a point to use your grocery list, right?
No, I said not. No, Michael, not most of the time. I don't do a list. I said sometimes. Most of the times I go in, I plan as I go along what my meal is going to be, because I eat a large variety of different foods, and so I don't just do the same thing every week. you know, I might do Asian, then I might do Japanese or Chinese or Laotian or Vietnamese or Cajun or French or German.
I'm not asking you what you buy. I'm saying is that where when you go buy,
do you have a list?
Okay. So you make a decision once you get inside the store. Because here's what I'm saying and why I'm asking, because I know some folks, every time that comes into my store, they're like, you know, I only came here to spend for this one item, right? And they walk out with over $100 more than what they initially spent, intended to spend. You follow me? That's all.
Those are the ones that normally, like you said, don't have a list.
How do you walk into a store and you only plan on spending $20, but you walk out spending $100 over that $20? And I have people who say, you know, I only came here to get this, but I just ask, you know, why do people do that? Have you done that? You said no. But what do you think that, or why people?
I have gone in, because I don't have a list, I go in saying, I'm going to go get some milk. But then I might come out with, like you said, $100 worth of stuff. Because I don't have a list, I see, I think I want this for dinner. So I pick those things up. Because I don't pre-plan my meals. I never pre-plan.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I can't say never. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, we pre-plan. Because, you know, but other than that, no. It's whatever I feel like at that particular moment is what I cook. So I try to have a variety of a lot of things at my house.
Okay, now I got that understood. Okay, now I understand that. Because a lot of folks, you know, do it, and, you know, and a lot of folks can't explain it. But now you explained it, and I appreciate that, okay? Because it happens a lot. Folks spend a lot more money than they intend. So, and things that we're saving money is very important, and not spending money. Because a lot of people buy things, and you know what happens? They throw it away. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how much waste America has? I don't even want to even try to explain. But what I see just in the store that I work at, it's amazing to me how much food is thrown away every day. And that really is, that's really surprising. Thousands and thousands of dollars of food really surprises me. And, you know, we don't think about that. But you know what happens? All that food is thrown away. It affects the cost of the food that you buy. Think about it. Am I right? Every time a company has to throw away a loss. Well, what I'm saying that every time a company has a loss on food, they got to pass that loss on to who? The consumer, right?
Well, they always raise the price of the food. They get it at a wholesale and they sell it at a retail. Anyway.
Well, to a certain extent. I'll give you that. To a certain extent. Bottom line, they don't want to lose money. We had a $2.6 million loss from theft.
On what, Michael? On what?
In the store. In the whole store. I can't give you more information than that. But that store had $2.6 million loss. That one store. That's a lot of money.
Was that
It doesn't matter. It comes down to not just theft, shrink. What they call shrink. There's no profit in it. There's no profit. You know, when you look at it where you lose that much money, now the breakdown could be, or you could say, well, is that 2.6 that the company lost in profit, or 2.6 million, meaning in profit for the company, or 2.6 million in theft? You could try every aspect of it, but the store lost 2.6 million. How much is the store expected to make? What is the whole
setup?
So just
left those bonuses for the people at the top. I said lesser bonuses for the people at the top.
Not necessarily at the top, but for the store. For the employees at the store, every company has money, but the thing is that regardless of it being, you know, a company, you know, type of process, every store has to produce. Every store has to bring money for the company. Every company has to look at where is this store being profitable or are we losing money? Because, right, it doesn't make no sense if you spent $5 million for this store and every year you're losing $5 million from your store. It makes no sense.
You know why I
said
that, Michael? Because the banks that were failing, they turned around and gave most of the people at the top a big bonus. But they said their bank was failing and had to get a freaking bailout. But they were able to get bonuses, but they had to give them back. But they were giving bonuses out. What the heck is that if you're failing?
And I agree with you if the bank is failing. Okay. But see, it still doesn't have a long-term, if the bank is failing with the corporation, let's say like a large company that, or let's say a retail company, I don't know what bank they're working with. I don't see how that ties in. I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't tie into what I'm saying is that where companies or these large chains now are shutting down big time. But then you look at where we're hearing of where jobs are going up. How is that possible if companies are shutting down? I don't see how that's possible. You're not getting me personally a true breakdown of, oh, folks are getting more jobs and blah, blah, blah. You know, but companies are shutting down stores. Major companies who've been here for 20 years or more or less. Walmart is shutting down stores. Who else? The
do you think Walmart built too many stores? Because they try to have a store almost in every other corner. I mean, I'm just using that as a metaphor. But
I agree with you. I think that they went a little bit overboard because there's like three stores within 3 miles in my area. No, I do agree with you. And I think that, you know, at some point you can't try to have control of a whole area, or what's the term I'm trying to say? You know, your brand should not be every 3 miles, right? You have to look at where, you know, let's concentrate on these two locations, not bring in a third and think that folks are going to go to all three, and knowing that those stores are going to have a limit of product, that's just what Walmart does, right? You got to stay open for competition. See, I think that companies have forgot that fact. Stay open for competition. Years ago, and Janet, I'm pretty sure you know, you know, different stores would open up away from the competition, and people would travel over there. Back in the 80s, 90s, they started setting up fast food and everything all in the same location. They're like, well, people will come to this location because here's a bunch of restaurants that are competing. And when I get in this area, I have to make a decision where I want to go. Now, at that time, that made sense. Competition. But in my mind, it's like, no, who do I like? You guys don't have to be all in the same spot. Who do I like? What do I like? And I'd rather have that now than a McDonald's, a Burger King, and all that in one area. Some folks say, Michael, you're crazy to think that way. Because all, you know, if you're hungry, they're all there. You know what happens? You're all in the line. You're all there, you know, dealing with this whole competition thing. Instead of getting quality stuff. And they're basically your fast food chains. Not your mom and pop. Because your mom and pop can't compete with them. I'd rather go to a place across town where I know I can go through the drive-thru, go inside, get my product, and leave out, and get more quality food. Because that's the way it used to be, right?
I don't know. Most of the times I like to just cook because I'm that satisfied.
I know that. I know you can cook. I know you can cook. I taste your cooking, but stay on point what I'm saying. Is that where when it comes to, if you have to order out, when it comes to ordering out, right, don't you want something that's quality? Don't you want something that's quality?
I pick when the food is not good. I don't like the idea that I went out to buy something and the food is not good. So sometimes I'll try a little bit from a store, a restaurant, before I decide to dive in full force. I'll try a little bit here and there. I might buy three or four things and bring it home. And if I don't like it, then I know not to go back there.
Okay. So you got my point.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, quality food, that's fine. All right, so let me see if I can pull this up. I was trying to get this going before, and I know everybody's like, when are you going to play this? When are you going to talk about this? And unfortunately, I'm having a little issue, but I'm going to work it out, you guys. Bear with me. I had it on the board, and, you know, now they will block your stuff. So let me see if I can do this real quick. And make sure you guys hear. Okay, so. Okay. Here it is. But how come it's not moving over to my board? Oh, I see what it is. All right, so. Let me get into the conversation. Somebody got noise in the background. Please mute yourself because I'm hearing a lot of scraping and scratching. Okay. And then when you're ready to speak, we'll open up your mic. All right, so here's an artist known as October Love.
London.
This guy, I'm sorry, October London. I said Love. October London. This guy sounds, honestly, just like the late Marvin Pence Gaye. He really does. Just recently what happened was that a legendary radio host named, in fact, he's going to come back on our show. This radio legend shared with me an interview
he did with Viola Gay, the sister of Marvin Gaye, about this new artist named Mr. London. Mr. London looks, not looks, I'm sorry, his appearance is very much like Marvin. Let me tell you that first. His appearance, based on his videos, he has the cap like Marvin. He has on a jean jacket like Marvin. And then there's some tracks he's recorded that are, they're not sample of Marvin Gaye's music, but some of the hooks, I should say, some of the tracks have certain, I won't say hooks, but melodies like Marvin's classics. He kind of changed it up, right? Where it's not exactly the same, but he changed it up. But you know it's Marvin. Now, also, the videos on his songs, you know, Marvin would wear beanies, beanie caps, and jean jackets. Red beanie, by the way. And this, and a jean jacket, more of a stonewashed. This individual, Mr. October, did the same with a red beanie, a little bit different as far as the hue of it, and the color of it, but it's still red, and a dark jean jacket. That's what he did. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not upset with the brother for having that voice or a similar voice to Marvin Gaye. But promoting yourself in a fashion where you pretty much are dressing like Marvin, pretty much, you know, taking Marvin's style. And unfortunately, some people are feeling like you're trying to make it your own. I do have a problem with that. I already do. Because I think that's not being respectful to a legend. Okay? That's how I feel. Janet, you said you never had a chance to hear this, right?
Well, no, but I did look at pictures. But I didn't see him in a beanie, because I do the research. I did look him up, and I saw a lot of pictures, but I didn't see the one you were talking about. So you were talking about on an album cover?
Well, yeah, he's got an album that's coming out, and I apologize, you guys. I'm trying to pull this up, and I don't know why it's not working for me, but I'm going to try again. I'm going to click it on again and see if I can pull it up. But, you know, I was really amazed at how uncanny he was. I mean, he definitely sounds like Marvin Gaye. There's no doubt. And as I told you, I reached out to a legendary individual who did an interview with Marvin's sister, which is Viola Gay. And Viola is not mad, right? She's just kind of like disappointed. You follow me? Because, and I want to invite you guys, seriously, I want to invite you guys. I'm trying to pull the tracks up, and I don't know why they're not playing here on the show. I'm going to keep trying to pull them up. But, you know, it's disappointing to her that, you know, this individual is doing tracks of her brother. And let's say this. He's not really sampling the songs, but he's using a certain amount of it where you know it's Marvin's song, right? Or his classic hits, like Distant Lover, right? You remember that song. And in his song, which is called... I think it's called Take Me Home With You or something like that. He has that horn line like in Lover, classic. Dun, 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 dun. There's no mistake in the voice that he or the voice that he uses is definitely Marvin's. The background that he uses is definitely Marvin's background style with the harmonies and everything. Again, I say, I don't have any problem with a person singing their style, but I listen to the whole album, and the young man does have another voice other than his mommy's gay voice. So that's the thing that got me. I was like, okay, so his regular voice is not enough where he has to sound like Marvin Gaye. So I invite you guys to really take a look, and I'm still trying to pull up these tracks. I don't know, and I apologize. I'm working on it. Why I'm not able to. They might have blocked me from doing this. To be honest, they might have blocked me from putting up this track. And again, he has great songs. But this is Marvin Gaye's voice. I guess, how should I put it, being used in the sense of where people will think, in fact, I played it for many of my friends, and I asked them, I said, take a listen, you know, a listen to this. They said, what am I listening? I said, no, just take a listen. And they all said, that's Marvin Gaye. I said, okay, listen a little longer. And they kept saying, that's Marvin Gaye. Where did you get that from? I'm like, okay. And then I showed, I will turn my phone around and show them the video of this individual. And they're like, who's that? Guy named October London. He sounds just like Marvin Gaye. Some even said, he looks like Marvin. I don't think so. But with the beanie and the jacket on, yeah, if you follow Marvin as many years as I have since I've, you know, listened to Marvin Gaye, you would think that. Now, Janet, let me ask you this. Do you think they went too far, though, when they did the videos and, you know, of Marvin and Sean, I'm sorry, the videos of this artist, where he's almost in Marvin Gaye's, you know, type of wardrobe?
Well,
do you think that's a little bit too far? Or what is more going too far than when you want to call the album the rebirth of Marvin Gaye?
I have not seen the album yet or heard the songs. I only saw pictures. So
okay.
I'd have to pass on that one.
Okay. I'll apologize to you guys.
He went too far from what I see. I don't think so.
Okay. I'll apologize to you guys. I don't know why I'm not able to get the audio here, but this is what I want to share with you guys. And I'm going to be respectful to my friend, Mr. Lee Bailey. He's the one who brought this to my attention. And Lee Bailey, you guys should know, who's been around as long as I have. He's one of the most iconic, legendary radio personalities in the world. He really is. He had a show called Radio Scope, and now he has EUR Uri Webb. But he brought this to my attention, and he sent it to me to check it out and give my opinion. Now, let me tell you something. This is interesting. This is Viola Gaye, the sister of Marvin Gaye, all right? I'm going to give you a little bit about the story here. I want to be respectful to Lee, but you guys can always go and listen to the entire interview with Ciola and hear her voice. But let me tell you what was said. When Ciola heard October London's single, Make Me Wanna, for the first time, the artist sounded so much like late brother Marvin Gaye that it freaked her out, and not in a good way. All right, so you guys go and listen to the interview. And it is at eurweb.com, yourweb.com, okay? Pull it up. Give you a little bit more. Here's the part that says, it was unbelievable, and it made me feel a certain way inside. Gay Tales, yourweb.com. Founder Lee Bailey, in the latest episode of our For the Record podcast. London's stylistic proximity to Marvin Gaye had Snoop Dogg so shook that he featured the Indiana native on his 2016 album, Kool-Aid. His 2017 LP, Never Left, and eventually signed him to Def Row Records. I guess that was recently when Snoop kind of like inherited the label. All right, so wishes for the okay. The quote: "The rebirth of Marvin." Ciola takes issue with both the album release and its title. Quote: "I mean, why? You can't rebirth Marvin. My mother's not here to do that. Marvin has already been born, and he's gone," she says. "Rebirth somebody else. Leave Marvin alone. Can't he rest in peace, for heaven's sake?" Now, that's interesting, because I've never heard anybody say the rebirth of Michael Jackson or the rebirth of Prince, right? What do you think, Janet? You think they're going too far, or, you know, is it a tribute tomorrow?
Well, maybe it's a tribute, and the only reason why she's saying that is because it's her brother. But if people could right now listen to songs that are Michael Jackson's, and it says he's still alive, and he's producing these songs. So I don't know.
Yeah, but... Because the thing is that where, you know, and I truly appreciate you guys. I don't know why I'm having an issue with getting this track here. It was supposed to be available for me to play on the show. But what I'll do, October London. Okay, what I'll do, I'm going to find out what happened. And then that should be in the right file. I'm so sorry. I'm going to find out what happened here, because that should not have happened. I know I uploaded it, and I know, Janet, some of your friends were looking forward to hearing it because they haven't heard these songs. But, wow, October number should be in the file. I'm going to find it, though, and I'm going to share it with you, and then you can share with others. Okay, so time is now 7:45 p.m. Here on the TMTS, the Michael Gaye Show. So we have about 15 minutes left. I'm still trying to find out what happened to that file, so I apologize. Anyway, so, hey, Janet, guess what?
What, Michael?
I got a phone call today from an individual, and he called and he said, "Excuse me, can I speak to Michelle Gaye?" Now, you know automatically, I'm like, what? Seriously, this is a true story. He said, "Can I speak to a Michelle Gaye?" I said, "Who? Michelle Gaye." So in my mind, I'm thinking it's one of my homeboys or someone playing a joke on me, right? I'm like, there's no Michelle Gay here. Oh, well, I was told to call them because they have a radio show that I might be interested in being on. I'm said, and you sure you're supposed to call them Michelle Gay? He said, yeah, that's what I have here, that to call a Michelle Gay. I said, uh-huh. And who told you that, right? He said, well, someone who saw me perform, you know, and told me I need to, you know, contact them and this and that. So I'm calling Michelle, and I'm like, who the hell is this? In my mind, I'm thinking, do you not realize I have a male voice? I'm not a Michelle, right? And I'm like, I say, who is this? Oh, he said his name. I'm like, are you a friend of a friend of mine? He said, friend of yours, what do you mean, sir? I'm serious. Janet, this went on for about maybe not even 5 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hello, hello. I'm like, okay. I said, obviously you got the wrong number, the wrong name. And hung up. But something told me to call back because I thought it was one of my friends joking me. And I called back. Janet, he was stern on what he was saying. Seriously. He said, well, I was told to call him Michelle Gay. I said, do you hear my voice, sir? Do I sound like a female? He said, well, I apologize. I just got the information from someone who saw me perform. Janet, this was so comical. We got to talking and come to find out that someone who listened to our show, Ford, you know, the show to him, and spelled the name wrong. They spelled it Michelle instead of Michael.
Wow.
And they were trying to share this individual with our show, right? And so he and I, I said, what's your name? He told me his name. I'm like, okay, what do you do? And then what got me was that where I did see where someone sent me some photos of a person playing percussions, coolest. And I'm like, who sent me this? I don't know this person. All right. This was just like 2 days ago. And so he and I got to talk a little bit, and he said, oh, wait a minute. So your name is Michael Gassett. You hear my voice. It sure as hell ain't no female. And he's like, okay, someone gave me your number. They saw me at this event, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we went through all that. But let me say this. I come to find out this gentleman is amazing. Talked for about 45 minutes to an hour. He's not just a percussionist. He builds percussions. Literally builds them. You understand me? He literally builds kungas, xylophones, you know. He literally builds instruments. And I'm like, okay, now we have a conversation here. And he's going to send us some information. And I said, well, I'm glad I called you back. He said, I'm glad you did. Because you know how we are here on the show. You know, we try to support, you know, individuals who do things that they love, of course, like business. But this is a cat who makes instruments. And I saw the photo of him where he makes kungas and all that stuff, you know, handmade.
Mm-hmm.
Handmade. And he shared with me various amazing individuals that he's worked with and performed with, and his wife being a person who's educational type person, you know, I'm be honest, Janet, that blew me away. I almost didn't call him back, but to find out what this gentleman is doing, trust and believe, we're going to have a talk, we're going to have a meeting, and he's going to come on the show as a special guest, and you guys.
Did you ever find out who gave him the information, Michael?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, did you ever find out who gave him the information to call in?
I don't know. Right. I don't know, because when I look at when I looked at the number at the top, it was his number. I don't know who it was. He told me it was a person that saw him and came across him at a performance. I said, "Where?" He said, "I was just doing something here in Atlanta, you know, and I was a guest of another musician." He said, "But, you know," he said, "you know, sometimes folks will come up and share information, and you don't know who they are, you know, and you just take it." I said, "Okay, so obviously someone saw you performing, put my number on there, and spelled it Michelle instead of Michael," and we just laughed, you know. But trust and believe, he's going to be on the show. We had a great conversation. He shared a lot of knowledge that I know that only a true percussionist would have knowledge of. You know, it was just like, you guys are going to love it. This guy, what his plans are, what he's working on, his LLC and everything. And, you know, I think that he's going to be great as a guest. And hopefully some of the percussionists that we know will chime in and talk with him, and he's able to share. He's working on some great things, to be honest. And he sent me some photos. I'm going to send them, you know, you too, Janet. But he's going to be coming on soon and hear his story and hear what he's doing. It's phenomenal. It's great. It really is. In that short period of time of a misunderstanding, we spent a lot of time talking and got to know each other and everything, and looking forward to sharing what he's doing. And not just what he's doing as far as a builder of instruments, but just his history of people that he's performed with is phenomenal. And this was by accident, seriously. It was by accident. Somebody gave him my number. I don't know who it was, but he called me and thought my name was Michelle. So, but I called him back. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry." I said, "Yeah, Michelle and Michael is spelled a different way." So anyway, but we had a great conversation. Look forward to a great conversation with Mr. Joe Coleman. Awesome cat. All right. So, Janet, I guess we need to get on out of here because I can't pull up the tracks. And I know folks were looking for it. I don't know why Blog Talk is not allowing me to do it. I'm going to go back in here.
So you
and
didn't
look
play
again.
Any track. I'm not just saying Joe London.
I can play whatsoever. I can play music. I just can't pull up his tracks, and I don't know why.
Well,
give me a second. Hold on.
Well,
be patient.
Show almost over now.
Oh, well, you know what I can do. I'm going to see what I can do. Be patient. Because for some reason, and I apologize for folks that were listening to hear that. I don't know why. I uploaded it, but it's not showing now. What I'm going to do. There it is. Okay, so I'm going to close this out. And then I'm going to go to, there we are. Okay, so, yes, I can play music. It's just for some reason, his songs are not coming up. And I don't know why. And that should have been there. It showed it downloaded. I don't know why it's not pulling up. Seriously. Okay, so let me do this, you guys. Bear with me. We'll be right back.
What's up, y'all? This is St. James, and you're listening to TMGS, The Michael Gay Show. Tune in every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for interesting topics and awesome music. Now back to the show.
All right. Thank you, St. James. I don't know why I'm not able to pull up these tracks, you guys, but what I'm going to do is take a look at and find out why that's happening. I know it's showing me that these songs are on the board, but they're not activating. So I truly apologize. I really want us to talk about this here. But again, as I said, you know, this guy, I mean, he has his look, he has his style, and things that where his voice isn't always sounding like Marvin. And so, again, like I said, what Ziola Gay, Marvin's sister, said, hey, look, he has his own voice, and he really does. So I recommend that you go to, you go to YouTube, pull up this artist. His name is October London. And I'm going to be honest, he has a great voice. But me personally, I think that he is using too much of Marvin's style in order for him to be recognized as an artist. His videos, I think like three of his videos, as I said, he's got on the beanie like Marvin, the jean jacket, and then they want to call it, you know, the resurrection, I'm sorry, the rebirth of Marvin. You're going too far, you know, in my opinion. And I said that to the individual who shared with me the interview with Viola, Marvin's sister. Yeah, I mean, honor to an artist, to respect an honor and everything to an artist, that's understandable. But to try to take a lot of their traits and use them as their own, as your own, I think that's being going too far. You follow what I'm saying, Janet? I think that's going too far. Same beanie look, you know, even though your jean jacket is darker than Marvel's, we can all go back and look at that. And then your last name you use, and I truly don't believe this brother's real name is October London. I don't think his mama named him that. I truly don't think that. And we'll come back to this because I definitely want you guys to hear the tracks. Again, I apologize. But, you know, I think about the fact that, wait a minute, Marvin Gaye did an album called Marvin Gaye Live in London at the London Palladium. How convenient. Your last name is London, and then your idol did a live concert at the London Palladium. Now, I don't know what.
Well, there's a
October
lot of pictures on the internet with his name as October London, a
mm-hmm.
lot of pictures. And music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And keep in mind, Snoop Dogg really loved this guy. Now, I got to tell you guys, Snoop Dogg really produced him in the beginning and was doing all that. And in fact, he's on Death Row with Snoop Dogg, owns that now, right? And I love Snoop. Most respect to Snoop. He's done, you know, his thing in Cali, you know, from Long Beach and everything. I saw I know Snoop's, you know, the whole thing that he did back when I was younger. I was just down the road when he did the video on top of VIP Records. I just didn't get there. But the thing is that where, you know, Snoop is just a great businessman and everything. But I kind of question this one. I really do. I kind of question this one. Yeah, you got a cat that sounds like the legendary Marvin Gaye. Sounds like the iconic.
Well,
he
said he was
legendary.
Inspired by him.
Okay, inspired. Okay. But when you're taking songs and you're taking some of his songs, some of his hooks or melodies and using them for your own work. And what I'm saying, like, there's this one called, Take Me Home With You or something like that. It has like that same horn line, that same thing like, this lover, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That, you know, that's this lover. And it's no law against that. Trust me. You could do that as long as you're not in copyright infringement or sound infringement, which a lot of artists now are battling over, where people are using too much of similarities, right? You're cool. But when you say certain things like the rebirth of Marvin or rebirth of Marvin, to me, I think you're going too far. You're actually saying, in my opinion, yeah, there was a Marvin Gaye, but here's a new Marvin Gaye. You can't do that. Don't do that. To me, I think that's disrespectful. You're saying,
but
here, here
really
comes the new.
Are they doing that, Michael, or that's your opinion? I mean, are
Right. That's my opinion, because I think that that is very disrespectful. And we'll talk about it next week, because I think that's very disrespectful, when I know for a fact that this artist has a different voice than Marvin. He can do Marvin, and then I listen to some other stuff where he don't sound nothing like Marvin, as Zeola Gay said. But for you to have those videos where you have the dress style similar to Marvin, you took some of the hooks or the melodies similar to Marvin, and you have a voice similar to Marvin, you're not being unique. You are, in my opinion, you're definitely ripping off a legend. That's my opinion. I enjoy the guy's voice, to be honest. I mean, it's uncanny how he can do it, but he has another voice. For you to put it out there as though I'm the new Marvin, or, you know, no, I think that's very disrespectful. And I think that should be, as Zeola Gay said, you know, you can give honor to her brother, you know, but don't try to, you know, make it seem like you're the new Marvin, where these young folks are going to look at you like, Marvin who? Oh, you're the new period, right? No, you're copying off of somebody else's style and voice. You're making money off of another person's style and voice. Now, you've been blessed to have a similar voice, but you're copying his style. And I went back to where you took music that he wrote. You use only a certain amount of it to where you could not be sued for copyright infringement. That's not right. That's not right. Be creative. Be different. That's my opinion. Yeah. And again, I apologize that for some reason the songs are not coming up on the board, and they should have. So you guys can really hear it yourself. Let me try again and see if I can pull them up. Because I really want you to hear this stuff. This is amazing to me. Now, this guy sounds so much like Marvin Gaye. So let me go to downloads. Not there. All right, I'm going to find him. But anyway, Janet, what did you think about the topics that we had earlier? I think we have some great stuff to talk about, and we look forward to having more next week. And hold on, I think I might have more. 1 minute. Janet, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I think I might have. Yeah, I know. I think I might have one of the tracks up. Let me just see. Yeah, I know it's past 8 o'clock. Okay, so you guys, I apologize. I was not able to play the track. I don't know what occurred, but I know I did pull it up, and unfortunately, Blog Talk is not allowing me to play it. And this is in AC. Okay, AC Okay, hold on. Give me a second. I might be able to pull it up. Hold on. All right, here we go. Save, download. I apologize. My files are so full. I truly apologize. That user Windows. All right. I apologize. I don't know why I'm not able to pull it up. Okay, you guys. I'm going to have to let you go, figure out what happened here. Again, my apologies. Wow. I can't believe this. All right. We're going to get out of here. Thank you to all my co-hosts, Janet Davis, and also the one and only Time and Ship for spending time on this Saturday. I truly apologize for any technical difficulties, but we'll be back next Saturday, and I promise you it will not be an issue like this. But we're going to follow up on this one here because I hate the fact I was not able to play the music, and I don't know why there's an issue here. Be honest, I've had some issues with my laptops, and so I'm going to have to do some upgrades, make sure that next week we don't have these type of issues. All right, thank you guys. Janet? What's your plans for the week?
Got a lot of work I'm still doing, updating software, I mean apps on TVs.
Okay. So you're always helpful for your friends and family, of course.
And a lot of Bible study.
Okay. That's fantastic. All right, you guys, we're going to get out of here. Let me pull something up. I'm going to play something here from one of our fantastic guests. And, you know, I hate when this stuff happens, Janet, because now I'm just all over the place, right, trying to find something to play. But I'm going to do this. I'm going to play this from 3TOB featuring Dave Hollister. You guys have a blessed remainder of your weekend. We'll be back next Saturday, 6 p.m. Pacific. I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific here on the